What?
A mosquito hawk and a snake doctor, too. I've heard the expression lots of times.
Are they the same thing?
Well, they could be, but there's different colors of them here.
Mm-hmm.
And some larger than others.
Is the snake doctor and mosquito hawk, is one of them larger than the other?
I think the mosquito hawk that we have here is larger than the snake doctor's.
What does a mosquito hawk look like?
Well, they're different colors, at least their wings are. And, well, some of their bodies are too. A bluish color, and some are a grayish color.
Mm-hmm.
And the edge and around their wings is, you know, it can be black or a little pink tint.
Mm-hmm. What about the snake doctor?
Well, he's not as big, or those that are here are not as big as the mosquito hawk. His body is blue.
Mm-hmm.
With the black trimming.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, a honeybee and a wasp and a hornet.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow jacket.
Where does a yellow jacket build his nest?
In the ground.
Uh-huh. You mentioned that wasp. How many of those would you see in one nest usually?
Oh, gracious. Some of the nests gets real big. It has never dawned on me to really estimate the number of cells in the nest.
Uh-huh.
You better turn that
off. Maybe there'll be
30 or more.
Uh-huh.
What? Cells in the wasp nest.
There'll be 30 more.
Oh, it won't be that many. Maybe 25 or 30.
30.
Maybe that many.
Okay. 25 or 30.
What? Wasp. Young wasp, but they have worms in them. Uh-huh. We call them worms.
Say if you had something similar to a wasp that builds a nest made out of mud or dirt.
That's a dirt diver.
Okay, do they sting?
Uh-huh, they sure do.
What about, say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling in the corner, you might find a
dirt diver nest.
Or something that stretches across the corner.
Well, a dirt diver will build a nest with several cells.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean something real light that stretches from one corner to the other.
Would it be a spider web?
Okay. And something like that outside across a bush, you'd call that a...
I think that would be one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Spider web.
Uh-huh. And the parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the...
The roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Well, sassafras,
mm-hmm.
They dig the roots of that and make tea with it.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
That's all that I know of.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of tree that they tap for syrup? Do you know what that's called?
Sugar maples, I think.
Uh-huh. What if you had a group of those growing together? You'd call that a...
I don't know what you'd call that.
Well, what kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, there's lots of them. Oak, pine, cedar, pecan,
mm-hmm.
hickory, ash.
Mm-hmm.